Title of this post is Theme Park Boyfriend. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I'm sitting in the parking lot of a theme park, wondering if I should even go in. I'm holding a pair of tickets. It was supposed to be me and my boyfriend, but we've recently broken up on account of him preferring the company of men. Yup, I found out I'm a beard and that he's been cheating on me with men. He couldn't do the adult thing and break up with me. I would have understood. There goes 3 years down the drain, the story of my life. I couldn't ask my friends to come with me either because this is a spur of the moment kind of thing and they all have lives of their own. Is this even fun? Going to a theme park by myself. No one to talk to. No one to enjoy the rides with. I paid $85 each, so I might as well enjoy myself if that is even possible. The team came and I got on, watching as people talk amongst themselves. As a somewhat bisexual woman, I gotta say that a lot of the women here are dressed fairly provocatively. Tight-fitting leggings and gym pants hug their body. I've seen a lady with a bikini top, gym shorts so tight the outline of their underwear is showing, booty shorts, and tight-fitting jean shorts pulled up so their ass cheeks hang out. It is a sight to see. Of course, I'm pretty bad at telling age, so I'm not letting my eye stare for long. A glance and that's it. I move on afterward. I'm not one to talk. I have low-rise jeans and a red thong where I pulled the straps up to my waist, a black tank top, and a cap. I put my ponytail through the little hole behind the cap. A man sat next to me and he, too, is by himself. He gave me a hi and I replied in kind, but more of an unenthused hello. Is he meeting friends at the entrance? Hard to tell. I gave him a glance over and he's a handsome man, African American, and he's wearing khaki cargo pants and a white tank top. He's well muscles, not big or anything, but he's got a good body. Bald, and has a necklace of a wooden talon hanging off his neck. I got to the entrance and I just felt this sadness rush me. Normally my ex and I would be happily chatting away as we walk into the place, but here I am. Alone, with no one to hold hands with, a photographer wanted to take a picture of me, pretty common in theme parks. But I declined. I don't need a reminder of this sad day. Let me make the most of my $170 and get on with my life. The first ride has a 20-minute waiting line. Not bad, honestly, but the wait is brutal since I have no one to talk to. I finally get up to the ride, a roller coaster. And it's a two-person cart, so I have to sit by myself. Well, that is until someone parks themselves next to me. It's the same man from the tram, the same handsome black man. Fancy meeting you here, he said with a smile. And I just smiled at him and nodded. Sorry, I'll leave you alone, he said with a defeated tone. I guess he realized I didn't want to talk to him. I'm sorry, I apologized. Going to theme parks alone isn't as fun. You're right, it's not. Tell you what, why don't we go together? Like a theme park boyfriend-girlfriend. I'm by myself too. I smiled at him. Not a sad smile I was portraying before, but one with hope. I agreed and held out my hand. I'd like that. I'm Tracy, by the way. He took my hand and shook it. His grip is firm but gentle. I'm Darius. It's nice to meet you. Then the roller coaster started moving and I yelped a little and then giggled and he joined in. You finally smiled, he said. You looked sad when we were on the tram earlier. And when you were sitting here alone. Was it that obvious? I said in shock and he just shrugged and nodded. Man, I'm wondering how sad I looked in everyone's eyes. The roller coaster finally started moving, and we lurched forward and into the twists and turns you'd expect from a roller coaster. We enjoyed ourselves and I laughed as much as I used to when I went here with my ex-boyfriend. 11:30 came and we decided on having lunch. They served burgers, some teriyaki chicken with noodles, and pizza. It's a pretty good burger. The pizza was kind of sad looking and the chicken drowned in teriyaki sauce. So Darius, why are you here by yourself? He finished chewing his food and swallowed. I just broke up with my girlfriend a month ago and I already had the tickets. This is our 4th anniversary, but she felt like she didn't love me anymore. His usual cheerful demeanor is washed away as he looked down. I was planning on proposing. I bought the ring and everything, but I'm just going to return it next week. I nodded along as I listened, and when he stopped, I took a sip of my drink. My boyfriend cheated on me last week with a guy. I'm apparently a beard to his parents or something. He laughed as he gently nudged me. You turned your boyfriend gay. I laughed too at that. No, I think he's been gay for a long time. Who knows, maybe he's had a secret boyfriend before we were even a thing, and I was just the side chick. I'm wiping away the tears from my eyes. 3 years is gone. Just like that. Darius gave me a side hug and we finished our meal. We walked around, just talking to each other. Eventually, our conversations turned personal. I found out he has two older sisters and he's the youngest, and I told him I'm a middle child with a younger brother and an older sister. He is 28 years old and a nurse. I mean, you're a beautiful girl, I'm sure you'll find someone, Darius tells me as I'm eating ice cream. I offered him some and he looked at me then took a small bite of it. And you're a handsome guy too. Girls will be flocking to you in no time. Maybe, but I think I'll focus on me for now. You should too? I agreed with him. Finding out that I'm a beard has really put a damper on my self-confidence. We kept walking and went on rides together. Eventually, we're holding hands and we didn't even realize it. We got into another ride where it's a man-made river, and we ride in an oversized inner tube. I'm sitting there, strapped down with six other people and Darius, of course. We plunge down into the raging river and I am instantly soaked as a dip allowed the current to splash us. Darius laughed at me until he, too, became the victim. We screamed and yelled, even onlookers squirted us with water guns, and I'm having the best time of my life. We got out of the ride soaking wet and cold, but laughing and smiling. The heat from the sun and the gentle wind allowed us to dry off, but not quick enough. We're still somewhat wet but not dripping wet like before as we kept walking. He's been acting a little off, though, and I could tell it's been happening since after the river ride. What's wrong, dude? I said as I gave him a playful nudge. How do I say this? Fuck it. You're not wearing a bra and your nipples are poking through your shirt. Sure enough, I looked down and they are, indeed, as hard as they could possibly be. I've been walking around like this for a while. Good lord, how many children have I traumatized? I ran off, my hands still holding him. I'm looking around, looking for a secluded place, towards the back end of an area cut off from the rest. A cubby hole and there's no foot traffic near it. I took him in there with me. God, how do I fix this? I said as I looked down at my eraser nipples. I should have worn a bra. What was I thinking? He's just staring at them and I looked at his face. He looked at me and back to my chest. I slowly slid my shirt up and allowed him to look at my bare, perky breast. His hands reached for my breast slowly, but at the last moment, he reached for my face instead and brought me close to him. We kissed. He's taller than I am, so I had to get on my toes. He lifted me up and I wrapped my legs around him. He cupped my perky breast and he gently sucked on them, licking them roughly, but the man did it feel good. He then came back and passionately kissed me again. I felt something poking me, and I smiled at him and he was just embarrassed slightly. I slid down and started unzipping his pants and he's gently stroking my head. Are you sure? He said and I just eagerly nodded at him. My ex, before our breakup, hasn't fucked me in over 6 months and I've been dying for some dick. I reached into his pants and found his tool and brought it out. It is big, the biggest I've ever seen in my 26 years of life, and I gave him a sort of shocked look, but smiled gently as I started licking the head. I sucked on it softly and he groaned as I did. I moaned as his dick left my mouth, and I licked it from root to tip. I even sucked on his balls while I jerked him off. I got up and started undoing my jeans. He kissed me as he helped me with them and slid it down and I got one leg off. I slid my thong to the side and just looked at him and he's looking at me as well. I bit my lip as I gave him a wink and a nod and sure enough he started pressing into me with his girth. I couldn't take it. I gave a startled moan and I had to bite the fat off my thumb just to stop myself from moaning louder. He cradled my leg from the back of my knee and he kept pushing up into me. Oh, you're so big, I whispered and he took my lips again in his. So big. You're really tight yourself. I was afraid I was going to start coming when I went in. He groaned as he pushed in deeper. It felt so good too, Darius. Keep going, but not too fast. I might start screaming if you do. He nodded and he pulled out a little bit and pushed in slow. His thick head started rubbing against my walls and I whimpered as I leaned into his shoulder and wrapped myself around him. Faster, I whispered into his ears and he started to increase his tempo. I whimpered again and I stifled my moans. I can hear the wet squelch from my pussy as he pounded me, and his soft grunts and moans. Fuck, you're so good, Darius. I groaned into him and he kissed my shoulders. Your thick dick is just scraping against my pussy. Tracy, your tight pussy is just trying to milk me. I'm not sure how long I can last, he groaned. It's been a while for you, huh? I just nodded and he gave a grunt as he readjusted me. I hopped up and wrapped both of my legs around him and he pushed me against the wall. I reached up and grabbed the upper edge of the wall, and he leaned back a little bit so he could go in deeper. He cupped my ass and started thrusting into me faster and faster. I couldn't hold on. My arms started to get weak and I'm feeling myself get warm and tingly. Then, I felt that same feeling when we're on top of a roller coaster, and then it suddenly dropped, that sense of zero gravity. Then there's an intensity that followed afterward, like I'm being tossed around. Darius, I'm coming, I whimpered. Darius, please don't stop. I'm see coming. God, it felt so good and I couldn't control myself. My legs started to buckle and lose their strength. Darius had to hold me up, and my hands reached toward his back and started scratching at him. He pushed me against the walls and kissed my neck, all the while fucking me like he hasn't fucked in a while. Shit, Tracy, I'm going to come soon. He slid me off after a couple of more thrusts, and I wrapped my lips around his cockhead and jerked him off. With a grunt, his balls started to twitch and his dick throbbed. I moaned as I felt his spunk splash against the roof of my mouth. And I gave a sultry moan as another hit the back of my throat, then another. And about six more ropes came. His smell, the scent of fresh sperm, filled my nose and I immediately got cock drunk. I started sucking him off, swallowing all of the lovely creams he's giving me, and I ended it with a satisfied moan. And I licked my lips and sucked on his cock a little more. Phew, I can't believe I did that. Darius said apologetically and with a shiver as he rubbed my cheeks. I looked at him and winked as I'm still jerking him off the last bit of cum from his urethra and licking the tip of what I've collected. I took myself off of him and gave the head a parting lick and a kiss, then slid it back into its home. I straightened myself out, slid my thong back to where it was, put my pants back on and rolled my shirt back down, and patted myself off. Your nipples are still, Darius said as he shyly pointed at them, but I didn't care. I took his hands and we walked back over and blended into the crowd. We still got some rides to go to. We have to make the most of this day, Darius, I gleefully said to him, and he just laughed as we headed off towards another roller coaster. We hugged as the night comes by and the park goers are beginning to go off back to their lives. I didn't want to leave Darius, and I felt like he didn't want to leave me either. We live in two separate cities, 10 hours apart, and a relationship wouldn't work from that far apart. Not for me anyway. He's rubbing my back as I'm quietly sobbing into his shirt. Tracy, I'll tell you what. If we're both single by next year, let's meet up again. The same date at 10 a.m. Okay. Do you promise, Darius? Promise that you'll meet me here again if you're still single. He looked at my tear-streaked eyes, wiping one away from my face. He gave me a kiss. I promise to meet you here again, but only if you're single. We exchanged numbers and we went off on our separate ways. I'm excited. It's been a year and I'm at the entrance at 10 a.m. Just like we promised. I looked all around me, expecting a familiar face among the sea of random strangers. Nothing. I sit there for another hour and I'm starting to feel rejected. My once smiling face has turned into worry, as I feel another man has taken advantage of me. I'm holding on to my ticket, looking down on it, and I'm starting to feel like a fool for falling for another man. Maybe I should have just asked that girl out last week, I said mournfully, or the guy from work that's been flirting with me. I feel a tap on my shoulder and I turn around to see him. Darius. He smiled as he looked down at me, and my frown immediately vanished into a great, big smile as I leaped into his arms and wrapped all of my limbs around him. Sorry. There's traffic. He laughed as he held me in his strong arms and supported my entire weight on him. You Floridians are crazy about theme parks. I just buried myself into him as I'm crying with joy. He's rubbing my back and stroking my hair. I'm glad to see you again, Darius, I said through my tears. I'm glad to see you again, Tracy, he replied. We have some rides to go to. Come on, let's make the most of this day. We walked towards the entrance with his hand wrapped around mine. This day is going to be beautiful, I can tell.
That was one.